Day number one, when you pray. Welcome to this prayer journey. You've made the right choice setting yourself apart for this time. I believe that your life will be transformed. May I pray for you right now? Dear Jesus, thank you for teaching us to pray. Thank you for promising that when we go into our rooms in the secret place, God our Father sees us. Thank you for saying that God rewards those who seek him. I pray that you'd bless my friend who's reading this right now. Amen. Find a place to sit and get comfortable. If you're listening to the audio, you can close your eyes if you'd like. This is your time with the Father. Let him fill you with his peace. Just before teaching on the Lord's Prayer in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus said, "But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place." Matthew 6, verse 6. So to be able to pray, we have to open ourselves up to the Lord and close the door to worries and concerns. The Bible says, "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus." Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Know that, just like you're here right now, God is also here through his Holy Spirit. He is as present as you are. He sees you. He hears you. Imagine Jesus sitting next to you, ready to teach you about prayer, looking forward to listening to you and spending this time of communion with you. Remain in silence for a few moments and know that you're in the presence of the living God. He is love, he is kind, he is mercy, he is grace, he is peace, he is here, he's very near to you, right beside you. The Bible declares, "Come close to God, and he will come close to you." James chapter 4, verse 8. Know that God himself is coming close to you right now. Keep breathing deeply, knowing that he is the one who gave you the breath of life. Thank God for this grace. When you inhale, imagine him filling you with his Spirit, his presence, his peace, and his strength. And when you exhale, imagine him emptying you of your worries, your suffering, your problems, and your weaknesses. He is here. Speak to him simply in your own words. More than giving you breath, he has made you a living soul, and this soul needs his presence. His presence is here, and it's filled with kindness. Praise God for a few moments for his wonderful presence. Throughout this day, it will never leave you. Now I invite you to listen to the song, "The Lord's Prayer," by Hillsong Worship. Isn't this song beautiful? Take a few moments in silence to listen to God's voice and receive what he wants to communicate with you. As we finish, let's pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Congratulations. Today you've taken the first step towards a changed life, marked by the presence of God. By developing good habits and putting your ethos, that is a good habit, into place. I'll see you tomorrow for your second day. Don't forget this practice of spiritual breathing. God wants to fill you with His life and empty you of all that's hindering you. You can practice this anytime. Write down what came to mind during this time of silence. You can extend this time if you'd like. Have a beautiful day in His presence. Thank you.